Yeah, maybe just a little review of something the commission did do. It's a little pat on the back to myself and to the commission. But when you got your you own a home, right, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when you got your appraisal come in this year?
It was a little shocking.
Yeah, it was a little shocking to a lot of people when that came in. And when we saw that at the city commission, in fact, I was the one who moved to take the mill levy in the city down from 52.1 to 49. So if we needed to do something, we were going to see double-digit increases for our taxpayers. You know, I moved for it, got two more commissioners to go with it. We passed that 3-1. That took down what have been very close. If you look at the average, it would have been 9.5 or 6, something like that. After we took that mill levy down, it got us to 2.9%, which was below the rate of inflation. So I think the city commission did a good job with that. Also, I've got a very strong track record with that. When I was on the commission before, I cut the mill levy. I think the city's in really good financial shape at this point in time. We have very strong reserves, the best reserves we've had in a long time. Now, let's be honest. What's the reason we have the strong reserves? We got a whole lot of COVID money that came in, and that really bumped up our amounts. But so did the county, and so did the school board. But it was really the city that led the way with the big reduction in the property tax rate. It still did go up that 2.9%, but that's well below what everybody else did. So just want to make sure everyone realizes that, because I often will get communications telling me I need to do something about the property taxes, and they mention, the 383 or whatever, because a lot of people sometimes think the city controls all the tax rates in town, but we really don't. And I think just want to have that out there as one of the things we really wanted to do to give back to the taxpayer.